All right, so we're in the middle of the first Mishnah, the second parak, first Mishnah. So we did the first half of it, pretty much. So now, Bez Hashem, be able to see the second half. Yes, on page Mem Dalet. All right, so I think we were up to the Havi Mechashev, right? That's what we're up to. Okay, so set is Revi again. So Revi says another klal. These are famous lines. Tav mechashiv hefsid mitzvah keneged schara, uschara veira keneged hefsed. This again, simple pshat. Rabbi's saying it's and that a person should contemplate and should take an accounting, make a cheshbon of how much of hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. Now, simple pshat means. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schara means like how much if a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah and the yitzhara starts playing with their head, should I do it? Should I not do it? So we'll make a cheshbon. Like, how much loss would there be if I don't do the mitzvah versus how much gain there is if I do the mitzvah? So then it's a simple math that you should do it. It's a no-brainer. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. How much do you lose by not doing the mitzvah versus how much schara you get by doing it? And then the same thing for an aveira. The yitzhar attempts a person to do an aveira. So it's schar aveira, keneged hefseda. How much benefit do I get from that aveira versus how much loss do I get? It's also, again, once you make the calculation, it's a no-brainer. Obviously, the nekuda is to be, to have your head on, to be thinking. That's the nekuda. But that's what Rabbi said. Again, havim chashiv hefseda mitzvah keneged schar, schar aveira keneged hefseda. And then he ends off Mishnah with, again, another etza in terms of protecting oneself from doing the wrong thing or pushing oneself to do the right thing. You should look at three things, always think about three things. You have to bala day avera and you won't come to do any avera. Know what's on top of you. Know Hashem is above. Ayin roya, an eye that sees. Oizen shemas, an ear that hears. And everything you do is written down in a book. Right? So that's what the Rebbe is saying. Three things, and you remind yourself of that, and you'll be good to go. That's what Rebbe says. Okay, so let's see how the Kamar attaches it.
Let's just
start.
Yeah. What's like the three different things? How can we... I think is really...
And a chanami. That's true. Well, I guess the simple pshat would be like this. Like, even if being in the presence of someone chashev would already... make you stand up straighter. You know what I'm saying? So even if the fact that, let's say I'm in the presence of a big tzaddik, right? And the tzaddik's not noticing me. He's not writing down. He's not taking notes on what I'm doing. But I'm in his presence. So it already means that I'm going to be a different person. So da'am alamalmucha. You should already know that you're in the presence of someone that's great, right? Hashem. Or the more so, ayin roya, that he's watching, and oizen shemas, he's listening. And it's being written down, recorded. So it's like, there's three things. You're in the presence of someone great. Number two, he's paying attention. And number three, it's for all time. It's a victory, right? It's a Yir Shemayim. No, it's not. No, Adar, it's good. It's Kevaldik. Yir Shemayim is the sweetest thing in the world, right? If you really think about it, again, that's what... Rabbi's saying it's a very, very again. But the nekud is of all these points, making the cheshbon of what you gain from a mitzvah, what you lose from an avera. These three things, it's having your head. You know what I mean? Not having yeshiva das. That's the once a person has yeshiva das, then everything. Then there could still be decisions to make in life that you're not sure what the right thing is. But 75% of our decisions, we know what the right thing is. It's just a matter of doing it, right? So you have your head on straight, you'll be able to make these right decisions. Okay. All right, so let's see how the Kamarna says it. So, v'havi mechashev. So really, it's a little bit flowing from the previous line. The previous line in the Mishnah was, v'havi zor b'mitzvah kalka v'chamura, right? Simple pshat is, you should be cautious with even a small mitzvah, like a big mitzvah, you don't know how great the mitzvahs are. So the Kamarna Taiched, if you remember, have a zohir, that even a small mitzvah you should do with lichtigkeit. You should do it with your heart and soul. Do it with a lichtigkeit. Because any mitzvah that you do with like your neshama, even if it's a small mitzvah, it's infinite. It's mamash infinite. You can't even imagine how great it is. So flowing from there, so says the Kamarna like this, v'havi mechashev, that a person should think, should v'shaykel, you should make an accounting of what? Ki hefsid mitzvah. So again, what does hefsed mitzvah mean? Again, simple pshat is hefsed mitzvah means what I lose if I don't do the mitzvah versus what I gain if I do it. Says the Gemara, k'may garin shenifsa lagamri kaidim shenischadish l'tzmayach. The Gemara says this in a few places. In Chassidus, it's a big idea that when you plant the seed in the ground, so you have a seed and it turns into a tree, right? It's almost tu b'shvat, right? But there's an in-between. The Gemara says in a few places that technically what happens is you put the seed in the ground, it rots, it falls apart, and then after it rots, a tree comes. So it doesn't go from seed to tree. It goes from seed to nothing to tree, so to speak. So he says, that's how mitzvahs are. If you want to know how great your mitzvah is, you should know a mitzvah is like a tree, which means that before the mitzvah, there's going to be hefsed. There's going to be katnas. There's going to be hester panim before. And that's a good sign. That means you got big iris coming. That's the idea. So he says, k'moy garin, just like a seed, shenifsed lagamri, that becomes completely lost, kaidim shenischad l'shutzmayach, before it's rejuvenated to produce a tree or produce a plant, kain tachshav, that's also how you should think, hefsid of bitul v'katnas. Anytime you experience hefsid, loss, bitul, something becoming nothing, katnas, shaylecha kaidim a mitzvah that you have before your avodas Hashem, you should know, oh, mamish means that around the corner is going to be a gevaldik avoda. Then tiska lamatkai, and if you're zaycha to sweeten it, ulas gaber, and to overcome, you know, to sort of persevere, to push through that katnus, tiska latzis a mitzvah charkach madrega gedayla. Then you'll be able to do the mitzvah with the unbelievable madrega, ubenoyim gadol, with tremendous with delight. Kilufi erech gadol hefsed ubitol, to the degree that there is hefsed and there's nothingness, to the degree that the seed is broken down, to that degree, it will become rejuvenated and to become illuminated. And that's the schar. So says the Mishnah, hefsid mitzvah keneged schar. Hefsid mitzvah, the law, the bittel, the katnus that a person has before the mitzvah, is keneged schar. That's relative to the schar that you're going to have around the corner. So when he says, when you go through katnus, you have to think of it. It's like, well, kavalim is, it's mamish, unbelievable things waiting for me. And lefit, to the degree of the katnas, to that's the degree of the godless. And the same thing is the opposite. Ruschar v'tanug hislavas aveira, right? And the pleasure and the excitement that a person has when if they did an aveira, it's k'neged hefsed. You should know it's like, it's mamish a loss, because, you know, the commander says, we'll see in a second, like, the Rabbanu Shalom has, there's a certain amount of pleasure the Rabbanu Shalom wants to give to a person. So it's like, chaval, if the person takes that gift of pleasure and uses it for something so silly and so small, it's like, what could have been, right? So it's like, the point is, experiencing, like, so when the Yetzirah comes to a person and offers up something of this world to give the person pleasure, and make a cheshbon, it's like, one second, that means, it's not the Yetzirah, it means the Rabbanu Shalom is a simon, the Rabbanu Shalom is offering me an opportunity to have delight. So I'm going to waste it on the, you know, it's like, you know, it is like, you go to like, I don't know if it is, yeah, in restaurants, you go, they give you like bread, fancy restaurants don't do it so much, but like, and you, right, and you waste it, it's like, you waste it, right?
Don't eat the bread, I'm not flushing.
Right, but that's the thing, hefsed avera is keneged schara, right? So it's like, you have to think about how much hana is waiting for you, how much delight. So don't waste it on that there. Because if and that's the idea. If, when you think of the Nisayan, well, you think of it as like just like how have I waited? But a Nisayan means is an indicator that there's his iris in Shemayim vis-a-vis you in terms of having Tanug and having R. But the Yetzirah always comes to sort of ruin it by making it, by offering something so tiny to replace it with, when it could be an unbelievable art. So as he says, Uschar v'tanag eslavas avera, the tanag and the eslavas of navera. It's funny, like the eslavas, you know. It's like they say, no one ever made a siyam when they did an avera. You know, you don't make a suda. You know, there's no such thing. So even when a yid does something wrong, it's not like, you know, you're not excited by it. You know, you don't call your friends and make a flyer and make me a suicide dog that I was like to do an avera. Okay, but this person has tanag and avera. He says, k'neged hefsed, you should think about how much is lost by that, and an opportunity was missed. She'ilu zacha, hay madrega zayspekdusha. If a person was zaycha, then that experience would be experience bekdusha, which is always greater than wasting your appetite on the piece of bread, right? Us to sanag al Hashem, because there would be, you have tanag with Hashem. And the person is losing the opportunity. And the person is having pleasure, like a pig in the garbage, you know, in the mud. Kilefi erches lavos sheyesh laadam ra. So, because to whatever degree of excitement the person would have had in something negative, im yizke yilai kol zeh b'kedusha b'olam hazeh u'b'olam haba lein shir. That itself, the person could have had that pleasure in Olam Hazeh or in Olam Haba in a much, much greater way. So that's the idea. So Hefsid Mitzvah is connected Tzchara, right? Whatever kindness a person feels before Avodas Hashem, what seems to be holding the person back from Avodas Hashem. No, Adrabba, like Givaldik, it means his Oyer is coming. And the same thing, Tzchara Avera is connected Hefseda, like any Tzchara that you get from Avera, so to speak. It's just, realize how much more you could be getting if you avoid it.
If it happens, then you could turn it into the Hefsid Mitzvah.
Then it becomes the Katnus before, that's what Tshuva is, right? Tshuva is the Charata, the Ziv is the Chay, that itself is turning the Tanag into, that's the correction of Tshuva. That's what's able to do it. Then the final thing, the final, right? Histaga b'shleisha dvar, right? Look at three things, gaze upon three things. So he asked the question, he doesn't ask it openly, but he's coming from the question that the Mefarshim asked, was the language of Viata Boli De Avera. You don't come to the hands of an Avera. Like, Veina to Oiver Avera. It should just say that you don't do an Avera. What does it mean, Veina to Boli De Avera? So he says like this, Histaka B'Shleish Advar, Veina to Boli De Avera, doesn't just mean you don't do an Avera. Lide Yitzahara Nikra Avera. Means that by thinking about these three things, not only will a person be protected from actually doing something wrong, but even having the Eight Sahara that would eventually bring you to do something wrong, you'll be that much more removed from sin that you won't even come to a place of where there's a hava min an echatemsa to do an aver. And by the day aver, not even possible. What are the three things? Sorry, huh?
The E sounds like it's conditional, meaning. You won't come to the Avera,
yeah.
Or if you come to the Avera, this is what you
do. So it's interesting. So the language of the Mishnah, Rebbe Bechlal, in this Mishnah, at least the part of it that we were learning this morning, is more preventive, right? So he's saying, like, before you're caught up in the, in the clutches, so to speak, of the Yitzhar, then, like, keep your head on straight with these things and you won't come to it. But the Kamaran is saying that that's true. It's preventative, but it's preventative more than just particular sins. It's preventative of being a type of person that even gets involved to that place of Averis. It's like it. What we're going to see is the way he teaches them is that it brings you to a different headspace, b'chalal. So it's not just like, in other words, the simple pshat of the mission is you're still a person that wants to do an Averis. It's just that by thinking about, I'm being watched and everything's being recorded, I'm not going to do it. That said, the Kamarna, no, it's more than that. This type of thinking brings a person to a different level of Moichin, where the whole, it's not on your radar anymore. It's not shot, it's on your radar, you don't do it. It's not on my radar.
I mean, don't wait till that radar thinks off the start.
Then then you have what to rely on, you know what I'm saying? But if you think about this, in other words, then you become a person that's not bodily day avera. You don't come to a. It's not on your radar. It's not something that you think about. That in Chassidus, it's Yerushalayim. In Chassidus, that's the biggest the Ikar Hadrach in Chassidus is not to it's to become a type of person. It's to connect to a madrega of Moichin and to live in a certain way that Einat Abala De'Aver, that Averis are not, doesn't appeal to a person. Once it appeals to a person. Okay, then you have to strategize and hold yourself back and different things, which is obviously that happened. But b'derech klal in Chassidus, the main hadrach is to become a person that just is elevated from those things. And in Slonim, there's a mashal that they Slonim or Chassidim give, which is like if a person's like in a dingy basement, it's like bugs and just sewage and it's just like gross. So it's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And so he's like trying to mop and sweep and do it. It's like, so someone says to him, it's like, my friend, go upstairs. You don't have to be in the basement. Go upstairs. Okay, it has to get clean. You work it up. I'm saying, but you don't have to be living in the basement. So go upstairs. So in Chassidus, that's the idea. Just go upstairs. I'm like, okay, you're not in the, what's going to be that there is a basement down there. You work it out. But you work it out from a higher place. You work it from a higher place. That's the... I mentioned this before. The Zakatska Rebbe said... Zakatska Rebbe said that he wants his chassid not to do averis. But not because averis are asur. He wants them not to do averis because they're too busy doing mitzvahs. There's no time to do averis. It doesn't enter a person's mind. That's einat baladei averis. So what's the moichin? So he says like this. So he quotes... It's something... It goes back, really, I think, to the Mitzvah Chamagin. But... it's a famous teaching like this. Da, again, the words are da mala mala mamcha, right? Which simply means know what's above you. In other words, but it's also strange, right? Why doesn't it say Hashem? Like, what are we all of a sudden we're avoiding? Da shakadosh baruch hu mala. I don't know. Mala mala mamcha, like as if it's a secret. So he says ma. What is the word ma? Is begmatria 45, which is begmatria the word adam. So da ma lamala. You should know the Adam above, the higher world, all the partsufim, the oilamis, the infrastructures of the higher world, which is in the image of a person, so to speak. Da, you should know that ma, that parts of that, the infrastructure of the higher world, which on the one hand is the mashal that the Kisveri used to describe it is a human, is an Adam, but it's ma, but you have no idea what it is. But you should know ma, Lamala, that ma that's above is mimcha. It's from you. It's because of you. You're pulling the strings. It's like once you realize how big you are, this is not like before Nisayan comes. Forget Nisayan, stam. You're walking around and you're drinking a cup of water or a stam, whatever it is. You're being poil in yonim. So once you think about it like that, then you're already a higher person. You're not in the basement. Right? So he says, da, you should know that ma, the kaima, the infrastructure, shalamala, that's above, hu mimcha, is from you. Kishat mekadesh evracha, and when you sanctify your limbs, at oisik kiviyachot tzurva kaima, you're creating an infrastructure above. You are the higher world. K'mayshinir l'neviim, what all the neviim saw, and they spent a whole life training to be able to have a vision of, guess who made all that? You made it. You might not know that you're making it, but you made it. V'hi roya v'shema, s'v'kaisa v'saiv v'saifer. And this ayin that sees, this ayin that hears, this book that's being written, it's your eyes, it's your ears, it's your book. It's just you're pulling the strings from down here, and you're creating these things. Ayin Rashi Zal Rashi, even the simple pshat of an eye that sees. Again, it's your eye. It's not anyone else. It's your eye. So this is, again, forget the fact that it protects you from doing an avera. It brings you to a higher place. It's ain't a taboah dever. You don't even come to that madriga. A person has to know. Like Baal Shem Tov, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, in a number of places he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said that one of the big obstacles that keep a person, that hold a person back in avodas Hashem is another psula, is false humility. Is it like, who am I? What do I make a difference anyway? If I'm going to die, like, humility is a gavaldi gazach. An anav is the greatest mila. But there's such a thing as called anav psula, false humility, which is that if someone bothers you, all of a sudden you're bothered by it. When it comes to this Hashem, it's like, oh, who am I? Right? It's like a little bit backwards, right? So it's like that. But so the Baal Shem Tov said that if a person knew that everything they say is mamash shaking the higher world, then you would take everything you say much more seriously, right? Not just to avoid lashon hara, but stam, to say nice things and to say it with dveikus, with iskashus. So that's a gevaldige thing. That's what Rebbe is saying. So da, you should know ma, that's above. It's the mal, that what's above is mimcha. Is mamash from you. It's mamash from you. I think I think the Torah goes back to Mizrach Shemagid, but that's what Rebbe is. Yeah, that's what the Kamar is teaching for us. Okay, as Hashem, we should know. We should use our powers for the good. That's the main thing. Shkaya.